Hayem yem yutches nissen. Bemincha ein emrim heidu, aval emrim posach elio. Yutches nissen and tofshin gimel was Friday chalamoid, erev Shabbos chalamoid. Usually every erev Shabbos by mincha we say heidu and posach elio, but on chalamoid we do not say heidu, we do say posach elio. Now this is something that says in the Siddur, yet it does not say about posach elio. In the Siddur it says we do not say heidu, but it doesn't say that we say Posach Elio. So here the Rebbe is reminding us that we do say Posach Elio. Now this whole prayer of Hoidu is a takona from the Baal Shem Tev, which is thanking God for the entire week, that we went through the week and we weren't hurt, not spiritually and not materially. So therefore we say Hoidu. However, since we are dealing with Yom Tev and we are dealing with Chol HaMoed, this is not a week when we did work, therefore we do not say Hoidu. But the Rebbe adds a very interesting point. In the Siddur, it's a double mention. It says, we say Hoidu every Erev Shabbos, before Mincha, besides when it comes out Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed on Friday. But then he repeats again and he says, we do not say Hoidu. A double reinforcement. So the Rebbe says, perhaps this is also to hint to us that not only you don't have to say it, but you shouldn't say it because it's disrespectful of the Yom Tov that you weren't supposed to do any work. Therefore, it's a strong emphasis not to say Hoidu on a Friday, which is Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed. Shnas Tov Reish Ches, in the year 1848, Omer HaTzemach Tzedek Maimer al Posik im Kesef Talve Goyme. Tzemach Tzedek said a Maimer on the Posik im Kesef Talve, which is the Kriya of Chol HaMoed, and he said like this, im Kesef Talve, if you will loan money to the poor person. Tzemach Tzedek translated it according to Chassidus. What is Kesef? Kesef is the Neshama. Al Shem Shehitomid B'Kesef U'Tshuka Lailas L'Maila. Why is the Neshama called Kesef? Kesef, which means money or it means silver, because the word kesef also means yearning. The neshama constantly yearns and passionately desires to ascend to the heights. Uksiv, and it says in Keheles, Ruach ha'odom hi ha'oyla l'maylo. The spirit of man, of Odom, rises upwards, a yearning to go up. The Odom, Heim Nisham Shisrol. Odom, the description of Odom and man refers to the Nishomas of Jews. Atem Kruim Odom. The Gemara says, Atem, you, the Jewish people, are called Odom. V'hanshama Nesua Ba'alvol Odom. And the Nishoma is given as a loan to the person. Uksiv, and it says, Yomim Yitzorah Gomer, that the days were created. Meaning, the Yesh Mispar Kovachul. There is a fixed number of days. Chosar Yom Echodo. And if you lack a day and you didn't do the proper thing that you were supposed to do on that day, chosar levusha chodo, you are also going to lack in a garment in Gan Eden, because from whatever you do creates a garment in Gan Eden. This comes from Hatomim, where the Friedrich Rebbe describes the life of his teacher, the Rashbatz, Reb Shmuel Bezalel Shevtel. He was his teacher, his mashpia. The first Shabbos he came to Lubavitch. And he describes the scene after Kabbalah Shabbos. And he sees that all the chassidim are gathering together in a place, and it was very pushy and it was full. He asked, what's this? So they told him that the Rebbe is going to say Teirat. The Rebbe meaning it's Tzemach Tzedek. He describes how most honorable people came in and they were dressed beautifully for Shabbos with special silk clothing and a soibel hitl, probably a shtreimel, and they went up on the stage, and finally, after a while, it became silent, and the Rebbe comes in also dressed in white, in silk, and a white hat, probably a white shtreimel. He went up on the bima, and there he said this tate, that kesef is the neshama which constantly desires to ascend upwards, and the neshama is given to a person on loan, meaning he has a mission. Every single day you have to do something. So if you are going to miss a day, you are also going to miss the garments in the world to come. And this is something that made a powerful impression, and he got very excited and passionate about Chassidus. So the Rebbe explains in the Sicha, what is the meaning of this Teira? What is the loan? So the Rebbe says like this, when a person gets a loan, there are two reasons why a person gives him a loan. He gets the loan, could be for one or for two things. He simply needs money. He can't survive. He needs money to live. And then, in the meantime, he will try to find more money to be able to pay back. Then there's another way. You take a loan to invest in business. And with this money that you get as a loan, you will not only survive and then hopefully be able to pay back, but rather with this money, you will make more money. You will increase the money. And then you will be able to pay back and you will have a profit. So the Rebbe says, we have this materially and spiritually in Avodah. A person is a debtor. He takes a loan. What is his loan? He got the neshama as a loan. So physically, he wakes up in the morning, he gets in the neshama, so he should be able to do Torah mitzvahs. And he makes sure that he should do what he needs to do in order to survive. But then there's another way. He gets a loan. The Eibishter gives him sustenance, and he gives him a home, and he gives him clothing in order to make business. What is the business? When a person needs to do a mitzvah. For example, he has to put a mezuzah. You can't put a mezuzah unless you have a house. So in addition to the mezuzah, he also gets a house. A person needs to wear tzitzis. In order to have tzitzis, he must have clothing. So he gets a profit. Not only he does what he needs to do, but he gets additional things. Once he has a home for a mezuzah, he can do many other mitzvahs in the house. He can sit and learn. He can welcome guests. So this is physically a neshama gets a loan. But then there is spiritually. A person gets a neshama in order to be able to serve Hashem. He is empowered. They administer an oath to the neshama to be able to do the right thing. And every day there is an arousal and awakening that gives him power for the day. So he does his mitzvahs. But then there is an additional thing. Not only does he do his mitzvahs, but he also works with his body to refine his body, to win over the body. Not only he did what he has to, but he also made profit and he made business. And this is something that a person gets every single day. And therefore, if you don't utilize it, then God forbid you are defaulting on your loan. So we have to make sure that every day we do what we need to do because our life is on loan.